Hey then. Okay, boom, we're going. Welcome to the London Day Game Podcast, episode 7. I am here with a very special guest today, and he is me. It's just me on my own. Billy No Mates today. So this is going to be like a bonus episode. This and episode 8, both bonus episodes. And we're going to be covering the two biggest hurdles of beginners. Beginner day games, these are the biggest problems they have. First one we're going to cover in the podcast today is approach anxiety. And the second is attraction, so how to generate attraction. Okay, so I'm just going to go. I've got my notes in front of me. And I'm going to be going through a lot of stuff today. There are some things you'll think that's stupid. There are some things you'll think, oh, that's really good. Basically, the key is latch on to something that you enjoy hearing, and just milk it to death. Because the thing is with approach anxiety is that you just have to get yourself into the set as best you can. So what I'm going to start with is a bit of an analogy, and that is your day game muscle. So just like in the gym, you turn up on day one, you do, let's do your bicep curls, and yeah, you get a little pump. The muscle looks a little bit bigger, but it's not really growing very much at all on that first day. You just have to trust that it's going to get bigger over time. And the same thing is with day game. You know, you're putting in your reps. So in this case, the reps in the gym would be the sets on the street. And you sort of have to trust the process that your day game muscle is going to get a bit bigger every time you do these reps. So tell yourself, look, you just have to keep on getting into set. That's the most important thing. And perhaps the thing to remember all throughout this is something I say quite a lot, which is, you know, it's better to do something badly than not at all. So, oh, there's a dog who's just come to visit me. Okay, he's going away now. I'm recording in the same church that I recorded with Craig in. That's very nice and peaceful. Anyway, so better to do something badly than not at all. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that you should like accost girls and just be an absolute idiot with approaching them. You know, in fact, make it low pressure for yourself. You know, the first 200 sets of your day game career are no pressure at all. You're just doing the sets just to even go and open the girl. That is a success for you. But the thing is that the approach anxiety doesn't really stop once you open the girl. It will continue into your set, and it's going to sort of crowd your charisma. You know, it's going to be like a smoke screen in front of you. You're not going to be able to slow down and notice what the girl's doing. So approach anxiety, it's not something that you get over in a day or even a year. It might take a long time for you to get to a point where you can actually notice what the girl's doing. But all the while, just remember, keep on putting in those reps. So keep on growing that muscle. So in my notes here, I've got two sort of sections. The first one is more about mindsets. Now, like I said before, just latch onto something here which will help you in. You know, if there's something I say here which helps you to do one approach, then boom, that's a success. And then we'll get onto something that's a bit more, I don't say practical, it's more physical. It's like something you tell yourself as you're trying to do day game. Okay, so let's just go through all of these mindsets. And in fact, one thing I'd say before we start is that you can know things in two ways. You know, you can know it logically and you can know it emotionally. So as an example here, I can tell you something like, men have been approaching women for thousands of years. It's totally natural. It's part of your evolutionary programming to do it. And logically, we can know this and we can say, okay, it's fine to do day game. Or we can say things like, who cares who's watching? I mean, in cities like London, people will literally step over homeless people in the street. So why would they care about you approaching a girl? So we can know this logically, but emotionally, it takes time. It's only once that day game muscle is up and running that you will actually sort of know that these arguments are true. So the first thing you can do, first mindset, is just call to mind people who have overcome AA before you, right? That's going to be quite easy to think of. Literally every single guy who has done game before has experienced AA to some degree. Even if you're already like a natural and you're going to get into game, there's still that trepidation of going into set, because it is quite an uncommon thing, really. You know, most guys are accustomed to approaching a nightclub, a bar, a pub, or they're just swiping online. So it is this little hurdle that everyone goes through. So you can think every single guy you look up to in the community, whether that was Torero or Krauser or Mystery or anyone really, they all had to go through AA and they came out the other side. So it is possible for everyone. So keep that in mind. I can even tell you, I tell you myself that even now, just before I go out and do my session, I still feel a little tiny bit of like, ugh, like there's a hurdle I've got to overcome. It never really goes away, AA. And in fact, it's kind of a good thing that it never goes away, because you almost want to have something to lose. So approach anxiety, it's a few different schools of thought of why we feel it. Why do we have this fear? Why do we feel like there's an invisible wall stopping us from approaching? Like in Mystery Method, it says it is based on a sort of genetic thing. It's part of the tribe. So, you know, like we feel that if we were to get rejected in front of the tribe, that will harm our future chances with women in the tribe. And then I know in Mastery, Krauser brings it back to self-esteem, saying that we just basically don't want to feel that we're knocked down a peg, you know, for our self-esteem. Either way, it basically feels like we have something to lose by approaching. And the thing is, you kind of want to feel that you have something to lose. You don't want to be one of these guys getting to a stage of being a day game robot where you open with this kind of cold, glassy expression, because girls can see through it. And there's, to be honest, there's a little benefit in having some authentic nervousness, just a little bit. You know, it will make you seem more real. Yeah, you know, it's a bit like the glassy-eyed guy is like the uncanny valley player, whereas the guy with the tiny little bit of apprehension, he's like the real deal. Okay, so the next thing you can do really is feel inside yourself. Where is the tension, the anxiety? Is it in your gut? Is it in your chest? Some of my students will say it's in their legs. Some of my students will say it's in the back of their head, causing them to tense up, freeze, a bit like a statue. Now, what you can do is close your eyes if you want to. You know. Imagine that you're gathering this energy and it's in your hands, sort of like this dark glowing energy, and then you put it inside, let's say like a little treasure chest, you know, like how a pirate would have. Lock it, put a great big padlock on it, and then in your head, imagine taking it to a river and just throwing it off the bridge. And you can do this as many times as you like to sort of alleviate the burden on yourself. That's a similar exercise. There's also an exercise inside The Charisma Myth, which is a good book you should read. It's by Olivier Coban, I think, where she says before a presentation that you should imagine taking your anxiety and fears and then putting them on the shoulders of some sort of figure of responsibility. So in the book she says, you know, that could be God, or it could be a parent, or it could be her, the author. You could put it on my shoulders, or whatever, anyone. And you can imagine saying, like, them saying to you that they'll take care of it. So the main point is that we sort of, A, we want to let these things go, and we also want to understand that it's just a chemical in our body. You know, that anxiety and apprehension, it's not a mystical force. You know, there's something in our bodies that's making us feel tense. And so once we know it's not part of us, part of our core personality, it's just a little chemical, we can start to dissociate from it. And we can tell ourselves, you know, that's going on, but I can continue. It's a bit like, hey, I've got a headache, but I can still go outside and take a walk, something like that. You know, it's not a core part of you. Okay, so this is another mindset. Like I said earlier, this is a natural thing to do. Men talk to women all the time. But the one thing that helps me really is so to know that it is no harm, no foul. And, you know, just to have a live and let live kind of policy on life. You know, you're going up to the girl, you're talking to her, and if she says yes, that's great. And if she says no, that's also fine. You know, at least you tried. You know, you've sort of reframed this into a win-win. And going back to what I sort of said at the start, which was that it's better to do it badly, because in this case, I mean, you can go up to her, you can leave lots of space, smile, give a compliment, and if you want to, you can eject. You know, those first 200 sets are just about getting in front of the girl. You're not bothering her. You know, especially if, to be honest, in your first 200 sets, you're not really going to be much of a sexual threat. So she's not going to feel that there's like a sort of, let's say, sexuality, a romanticness to the approach, probably. Just tell yourself, like, I am doing these 200 sets to get over the hurdle of even just opening sets. You know, that's the aim. The aim is not really to bang them. Okay, so moving on, some more mindsets. So one thing to keep in your head is that, yeah, we all have approach anxiety, but maybe the second order or the knock-on effects are even more, they affect us even more, actually, which is that we almost feel some shame for feeling approach anxiety. You know, I shouldn't be feeling this. All these other guys are doing it. But, you know, this is just totally natural. And we don't want to be like women hamsterizing the whole process, thinking to ourselves, oh no, I'm ashamed of having AA, and now I'm ashamed of being ashamed, and etc, etc. So the last, another mindset, here we go, is what you can do is imagine yourself as part of a group of people who are collectively battling approach anxiety as a group. So it's not just you on your own. There are an army, there's a horde of guys across the planet who are fighting the AA blob, and you're all together in it. So have that in mind, you know, so you don't feel lonely in this battle. If you want to, you absolutely should go ahead on Twitter and set yourself up an account. People are normally very helpful with beginners. You know, just make it honest, make it genuine. Put things like beginner day game into your bio, and then, you know, start asking certain people, because they will help you out. And you'll also start to see other guys who are doing the same thing, who are on their journey of learning, and, you know, you can message them and talk to them about how they got over AA. Okay, so the next one is about the sort of discomfort we feel in actually approaching. So the first thing to know is that, well, a lot of guys think to themselves, oh no, if I go and approach her, I'm bothering her, or something bad's going to happen. The key thing to remember is that even if you go up and you get a slightly negative reaction, it might not be because of you. You know, that person might just be having a bad day, or they might be having some sort of physical discomfort, like it's too hot or it's too cold, or it's a girl, right, so she's on her period or something, or her goldfish just died, or any reason, basically. There's like a multitude of reasons. And you going up and giving a compliment, you know, like I said, 200 approaches, first ones, just give her lots of space. It's a good thing. You know, you're not really bothering her as such. And then as well, if you feel like you get an IOD, like a negative reaction, like a frown, scowl or something, you know, it's okay to eject. Remember, the first 200 approaches are all just about getting in front of the girl and starting to talk to her. Okay, next up is sort of how our brains, we like to focus on the negative things. We tend to look at the negative things, even if they're teeny tiny little problems, and we totally miss the positive. So going back to what I just said, let's say you go up to a girl and, you know, she's polite, she just says thank you, and then but then walks off, right? And you're like, oh man, it's a blowout, that's shit. Or that's kind of like a soft blowout, let's say. But you're looking at the blowout side, but you're not looking at the big success of actually approaching her. So remember, going back to this first rule, which is that the first 200 approaches are just to get practice, like getting in front of the girl. Okay, so carrying on. I mean, you can zoom out as well. You can think about how sort of small and insignificant your feelings are in the grand scheme of things. You know, it's not really that important what one person is doing on a Saturday afternoon on Oxford Street. Or in Covent Garden, or in Prague, or in Moscow, or in Belgrade, or wherever it is. It's just a tiny, tiny little thing. It doesn't really matter. What you're doing doesn't matter. And so hopefully that can also help with your spotlight effect as well. Next one is, you don't really want to try and get yourself whipped up into this. Well, you want to avoid getting whipped up into this sort of like self-talk, like negative self-talk. So I remember back in an old Tom Torero podcast when he was talking to his wing Rami. And this guy Rami would say things like, look, if I have a negative thought, I'll flip it around. And I remember Tom talking about that as well. So it'd be like, if a girl's walking along and it's like, oh, you know, and then the weasels kick in. She's too fast, too slow, too glamorous, too tall, short, fat, thin, black, brown, Asian, green, yellow, red, purple, whatever. She's too much of anything, or she's too little of anything. Flip it around, and you can say, hey, she might just like me for me. So you can go over and see how it goes. Now, again, I'm going to reiterate this. I keep on saying it. The first 200 sets are just there for you to practice just going and opening and talking to the girl. It's not really to lay them. So every time you open, that is a success. And in fact, getting ahead of myself, what you can do is, if you really are feeling quite nervous, like you really can't even get into the set to give a compliment, then you can even ask, you know, you can count asking for directions, asking for the time as a set. Obviously, don't go overboard. You know, you don't want to be a thousand quote sets in and you're like, well, I've asked 1,000 people for directions. You know, give yourself a little bit of you have to be harsh on yourself at some point, but in those first 200 sets, you're allowed to count asking for directions as sets. Let's say as long as you ask a hot girl for them. There you go. There's a little rule for you. Okay, and last of all, this is the last of the mindsets. And this kind of links into what I was saying there about the sort of observing the feelings in your body. Now, if you... let me just get some water. Ah, much better. Okay. You know, if you can detach yourself from these feelings, then you're going to do much better. You know, if you can say, look, if you can look at them as if you're like a scientist looking at these feelings under a microscope, that's going to help you a lot because you just detach from them better. And that is the key thing, is that as long as you can tell yourself, as long as you know that feeling that you have is not a core part of your personality, it's like, who cares? You know, just let it be there anyway. I don't care about it. Okay, so those were the mindsets, and that was a bit higgledy-piggledy. It was a little bit of a brain dump, but pick any of those thoughts and just run with it. I'm hoping that at least one thing I said there will help you. Now onto the second part. This is more about the practical, like literally A to Z of getting into that first set. Because the thing is, like, once you're into that first set, it feels so much better. You're going to have all this trepidation and anxiety building up to the first set, but once you do it, you're going to feel the adrenaline, and then you're going to feel a sort of wave of euphoria, like, oh fuck, I finally did it. Maybe that doesn't happen for you on the first set. Maybe it's the second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever. But just tell yourself, I'm just trying to get myself to the point where I can feel relaxed that I've actually got into it. It's like you dip your toe into the hot bath, and then you put the other toe, and then you lower yourself in before eventually, like, you sort of fall the whole way into it. Okay, so the first thing is actually getting out there for your session. And what you want to do is almost LMR bust yourself. So similarly with girls, they feel quote AA, but they don't feel it before an approach because they don't really do that. They feel it more before sex. So the kind of invisible wall block that you feel just before the approach is the same thing that they feel just before sex. So keep that in mind, you know, the similarities there. So back to this, LMR busting yourself. Now, you don't need to sit at home and think like, oh man, I've got to go out and do 10 sets. You know, instead you can tell yourself little tiny things. You can tell yourself, okay, I just need to stand up from the chair I'm sitting in. Now I just need to brush my teeth. Now I just need to put my clothes on, day-in clothes on, whatever, my boots or my trainers or whatever it is you're wearing, the shoes, then the jacket. And then I'm just leaving the house. I'm just leaving I'm just getting on the train, the bus. I'm just walking into town. And it's the same thing as with girls. You know, if you're trying to, you know, if she's nervous about sex, you take it a little bit at a time. You don't just try and go straight in for sex. You say like, okay, look, we're just laying down here. We're just sitting on this chair, etc. Right. So once you get out onto the street, or actually on your way in for your session, you want to be throwing out little comments to people. These are going to get you more into the social mood. So little things, you know, like say hello to the bus driver or just nod at the security guard or something at the train station. If you notice like a dog or a cat or an animal or something, if you notice something about someone, you can comment on it. Super simple. Nice cat, nice dog, anything really. When you get a coffee, say to them, how's it going? You know, keep it light, just keep it easy, just take these little wins where they're offered to get yourself a little bit more social. Now, when you actually get out onto the street, if you're feeling really, really nervous, then obviously, you know, you don't have to start by going straight in for a full set. You can build up first. You know, start by asking for directions or the time from someone. Then do the same thing, but ask it from a girl. Then try a hit and run compliment. Then try doing, say, like a hit and run compliment. And then a little observation. So it could be, oh, hey, I just saw you there. You know, I wanted to just tell you, you looked really nice. And I noticed your blonde hair. You know, that's really stood out. So that's it. It doesn't have to be a wow moment. Literally just say something that you can see on their person that makes them a little bit different to other people. And then from there, you can build out again. You know, you can give a hit and run. You can give a compliment, a little observation, build on the conversation. So that was a super simple one. Like, oh, blonde hair. Are you Scandinavian or German? I don't know. Blonde hair, blue eyes. You must be German. Really simple. Just having a little conversation. And then if you feel that that's going good, hey, just go for the close. You never know what's going to happen. And you can take as many of these warm-ups as you need, but just try each time just to do a little bit more. Okay. And in fact, if you're really having a problem getting into the compliments, because I do notice this with beginners, is that you can tell them, hey, look, go and they'll ask for directions. That's fine. They'll even ask for really hot girls for directions. But then once they want to give a compliment, then it's like, no, it's like the invisible wall really kicks in. So what you can try, a couple of things, you can try and do five quick, like asking for directions in a row, you know, literally walk up a street and then very quickly ask five people for different things, the time, directions. Make sure that you ask for directions that you know are going to be given in the way you're heading towards, because you don't want to be going backwards and forwards on yourself. But this kind of quick spiking of your state will hopefully just get you into more of a mood to start talking to people. And then, like I said earlier, you just need that one compliment to give to someone. Okay, and also, you know, this is classic advice. You want to get the first set, whether that is a full set or just a hit and run or even just asking for directions, get it done as quick as possible. It can be, in quotes, just a six. It doesn't matter. You know, you're not trying to approach the goal of your dreams. You just want to get that set done. And linking it back to earlier, this is all about just getting in front of 200 girls so that you can start to decrease your AA. And the last thing I want to say on this is that, look, when you see the set that you want to approach, you got to start walking towards her as quick as possible. Now, don't sprint after her like an Olympic sprinter. Just walk very purposely towards her. You don't necessarily even have to do it. But for a lot of guys, just walking towards the girl will be like, okay, I'm taking the first step. It's a bit like how earlier on when you told yourself, I'm just putting my shoes on, I'm just putting my jacket on, you're sort of LMR busting yourself in the micro sense, in the moment, in the session. Okay, so this next recommendation, this one's from Mikey Forrester on Twitter. It makes a great point. You need to get a wing. So have a look in your local city. Now, it would be best if you could find someone who is roughly at your level, because the truth is that, like, if one guy has quite high AA and the other guy is totally fine, it's going to be a bit of a drag on the guy who's totally fine. So you want to find two guys who kind of have the same level of experience. Maybe even if you're a beginner, they're like a lower intermediate, or you're both beginners, both lower intermediates or something, because you're going to sort of egg each other on. You're going to feel like, well, I can't let her go because my friend's here and he's kind of watching me, and I want to, you know, not waste this opportunity. You're going to be able to challenge each other. You can tell each other, hey, we're both going to try and get to 10 sets today. And then you're really going to experience what I said earlier about the collective beginners, the collective guys fighting against the AA blob. I mean, you can also try and hire an approach coach. So that would be another benefit of getting Twitter, because then you can reach out to some guys, like, they don't even have to offer coaching. I'm sure if you said to them, hey man, do you mind if we If you do some approach coaching for me, I'll give you like £10 an hour. Let the approach coach guy go off and do his sets as well. Literally, it's kind of like you're paying to wing with him, but he doesn't mind carrying some of your AA because you're paying him, obviously. And not only that, but he's probably going to give you some extra pointers and tips. And, you know, if you guys get along, then you're going to have a free coaching there, basically. And he's going to be able to introduce you to the other guys who are good at day game in your city. And so the last thing I want to touch on before we finish is whether or not you want to do sessions, or if you want to do day game, quote, as part of your life. Because I know that a lot of guys get into day game and they feel that doing a session is somehow cringeworthy. It's like, oh, I can't go out and do a day game session. That's so weird. But this is fine. Look, for me personally, I've always been the kind of guy where I liked the sessions because it meant that I could have times being on and times being off. So, you know, when I walk to the supermarket, I'm off. When I walk to buy some clothes, I'm off. I don't want to have this nagging sense of day gamer guilt in my head as I go about my day. I'd much rather be able to just chuck on all my day game clothes, go out and do my session. Now, obviously, the flip side is that you start to associate those sessions with those are the only times that I can approach. And maybe that's one thing you'll get better at as you go intermediate, advanced, is that you'll feel like, okay, the clothes, the session, these things aren't the main part of the approach. It's me. I'm the main part. So it doesn't matter what I'm wearing or where I am, I can do that approach if I really want to. So two camps. Some people, they say, look, I just want to do sessions. That's really good. I'd recommend going out there and doing, say, 3 to 4 sessions a week and trying to do 25 to 30 approaches. So, you know, that's maybe going to be 3 sessions of 10, or it's maybe going to be 4 sessions of 7, whatever. You work it out, you know, whatever is good for your schedule. I'd probably recommend as well going out in consecutive days. So, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Thursday to Sunday, whatever, Wednesday to Saturday. Because what you'll notice is that on your very first day, you'll probably get out there and you're going to feel a bit more AA. But the second day, third, fourth, you know, you're going to be a lot more warmed up. And then in addition to that, it's good to just have those days off. I don't recommend guys go out and try and approach every single day, only for the reason that what happens when you skip a day? You know, it's a bit like trying to follow a diet that's too harsh. It's great if you can follow it, but once you fall off the wagon, then you're like, well, I've got to start doing day game every single day now. You need to have some breaks as well. Okay, on the flip side, there are some people who like to fit in their approaches as part of their daily life. So when I was, as I said in a previous podcast, when I was studying for an exam, I used to go into a coffee shop and actually sit next to the hot girl because I wanted to approach, but I knew I had to do this studying as well. So I would sit next to her and then after 30 minutes try and come up with a way to open. But yeah, some guys, they like to just go out there, be like, okay, I'm going to buy milk, and if I see a set, I'll do it. If this works for you, fantastic. My only issues with that approach is that I don't know how you're going to build the volume up, because it's like there's only so many times you can go out there to buy milk, and then the volume is the main thing, and the next one is you probably need to come to terms with the fact that you're going to have to approach a lot of girls and you're going to have to be okay with doing sessions in order to get quite good at game. You know, so like I said earlier, my recommendations are 25 to 30 sets a week. That's for a big city. And then if you're in a small city, try doing 15. I'd say like 10 to 15, but hopefully around 15. Because especially if you're a beginner, you're going to need to get that volume in just to teach yourself how to get over AA. And bringing it back to the start, helping you to grow that day game muscle. Okay, so I'm at the end of my notes now. There's probably things I've forgotten there. I'm probably going to listen back to this and tell myself, oh, I'm so stupid, I forgot to say that. But I really hope that helped. If you want to contact me on Twitter, I am at Crown Day Game, or you can find me at my website, thomascrownpua.com. All right, that is episode 7 over.